This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his remarks to Bob Woodward, in which he acknowledges publicly downplaying the coronavirus threat. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat to avoid causing panic.
There was no lie here.
And that his actions to stop the virus's spread show he took it seriously.
That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying people are going to die, people are going to die. No. No.
Still, Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say his public downplaying revealed a president unconcerned with saving American lives.
Showed his contempt. Contempt for the American people and their health.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump tried to shift attention onto his Democratic rival Joe Biden at a rally in the U.S. state of Michigan. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump tells a suburban Detroit crowd that Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward's book, Questioning His Handling of the Coronavirus Pandemic, raises undue alarm.
This whack job that wrote the book, he said, well, Trump knew a little bit. They wanted me to come out and scream, people are dying.
In Woodward's recorded interviews with Trump, the president admitted to knowing the deadly threat posed by the virus and still opted to publicly ignore that threat. Trump also accused his Democratic rival of spreading rumors.
Joe Biden is once again hurting innocent people with his dangerous anti-vaccine conspiracy theories.
Recently, Biden said even if it cost him the election, he would agree to be vaccinated with a safe and effective vaccine. I'm Tim McGuire.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials have begun two new studies to test if blood thinners can help reduce some of the most dangerous effects of COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
As doctors learn more about COVID-19 and virus deaths, they're more often finding blood clots in patients who died and signs those clots have damaged the heart, kidneys, lungs, blood vessels, and other organs. So the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Dr. Gary Gibbons, says they're testing blood thinners to see if they might help prevent strokes, heart attacks, and other complications. Hospitals have been giving anti-clotting drugs to the most seriously ill patients, still trying to learn which drugs or doses will work the best and at what stage of illness. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, the Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and the toll could climb because many people are missing. The one sheriff's investigator found that seven bodies on Thursday, this is the day after three other victims were discovered. Among those unaccounted for are grandparents who told their son that they were going to escape the flames by finding shelter in a pond. The 3 weeks or weeks old fire was about 50% contained when winds drove it into explosive territory on Tuesday. Some 2,000 homes and other buildings officially have burned, according to many officials. The coronavirus pandemic is changing commemorations of the September 11th terror attacks because of a split over how to hold observances in time of social distancing. There will be dueling ceremonies Friday at the 9/11 Memorial Plaza in a corner nearby in New York. U.S. President Donald Trump is speaking at a ceremony at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, where Democratic challenger Joe Biden intends to pay respects later in that day. Biden also plans to attend the observance at Ground Zero, while Vice President Mike Pence is due there and at the alternate observance nearby. The Indian and Chinese foreign ministers agreed their troops should disengage from a tense border standoff, maintain proper distance, and ease tensions in the cold desert Ladakh region, where the two sides had their deadliest clash in decades in June. They met in the Russian capital Thursday night and concurred that the current situation in the border areas is not in the interest of either side. That's according to a joint statement issued by both on Friday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.